hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Patch.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The Adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossus.
Welcome back, mateys, to the good ship Jolly Roger for a chillin' and thrillin' new adventure, part two of Cold Heartica. Today, we're meeting an educator with an Irish accent named Dr. Jack Frost, who's also an inventor of sorts. A fierce and ferocious carnivorous polar bear named Zero, who just happens to crave a snack that is dear to the captain's heart. Sardines! Now, before you go trying these seafood delicacies, I might be a warning you, they sure go down better with a box of saltines! Ha 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 ha! And you best make sure your galley be cleared of all polar bears and sailors with weak stomachs! Ha 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 ha! The captain has trained his crew to appreciate these slimy little fishies that come in a variety of flavors, like mustard sauce, olive oil, and seawater. Don your stocking caps and button down your fur coats. We're setting sail for part two of Cold Heartica. Ha 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 ha.
What's your occupation, Klondike?
Would you believe I used to be a secret agent? But the stress finally got to me. Lately, I've been trying the low-profile life of an ice cream salesman. It seems to keep me in good humor. Get it? Humor, good humor.
Look at those gigantic fish swimming right beside the ship.
Those are not friendly, frolicking fishies you're looking at. Would you believe those are carnivorous killer whales?
Killer whales?
They're awesome. PJ, don't lean over the side of the ship so far.
I'm just gonna lean over a little bit. I've never seen a real killer whale before.
Be careful, PJ. There's ice on the deck.
PJ, lean back this way.
Don't worry about...
I'm going to fall in!
Man overboard!
Help!
Oh, rocky road! You're not supposed to feed the animals!
This water's freezing!
Lower the lifeboat!
Help!
Would you be needing a little help now, laddie?
Look! There's a tiny little man floating on a piece of ice.
And he's paddling toward PJ.
I'm coming, lad. Just grab hold of me walking stick and climb onto me little bit of an iceberg.
Thanks, mister. Oh, I'm freezing.
It feels grand, doesn't it? Now, would you be helping us aboard, laddies?
Thanks for rescuing PJ, little friend.
'Twas just the luck of the Irish. I happened to be paddling by. 'Twas glad to do it, I was. Me and my shillelagh.
Shillelagh?
Aye, that's what I call me walking stick.
Would you like a coat, mister? You must be freezing.
I am indeed, and it feels grand.
But you're so cold, you're turning blue.
And I thank you kindly for noticing. It's just my color, a lovely blue-green, isn't it?
Mister, the little iceberg you came on is floating away.
I wouldn't be worrying about it even a wee little bit. There's plenty more about.
Brr. Are you getting warm yet, PJ?
Not yet, Princess.
Here, young man, have a Tutti Frutti Fudgesicle. Guaranteed to help you get back your strength and stamina.
No thanks.
Well, PJ, I hope you learned your lesson.
I sure did, Captain. Whenever I see danger, I'm not going to see how close I can get. I'm going to lean the other way.
A risky chance, practicing a deadly dance, stepping to the edge of sand, whoops, a fall right in.
You better lean, 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 lean to
was a fun little ditty it was. It makes me want to kick up my heels a bit.
Are you from around here, mate?
Aye, that I am, laddie. I go by the name of Dr. Jack Frost, and I'm a wee bit of a scientist, I am. Now, notice me dangerometer. It warns of rough seas ahead. Ah, will you look at that? Oh, you better be thinking of turning about.
Captain Patch?
Yes, PJ?
Could I have something to eat? I think it would make me feel a lot better.
Sure, PJ. What would you like?
You know what really sounds good?
What?
Sardines!
I just happen to have a whole can right here in my pocket, PJ. Here, go ahead and open it.
Oh, thanks, Captain. Just smell those yummy little fishies. I feel better already.
Save one slimy fishy for Sissy.
Are you really gonna eat those smelly little creatures? Incredible.
What was that?
That would be the fierce and ferocious cold Arctic polar bear, it would.
I see him over there across the ice. He's coming this way.
He's gargantuous.
All hands below deck, quick!
It's too late! He's jumping on board the ship!
It looks like it's curtains for us! Remember the Alamode!
Look at his sharp teeth!
He's gonna eat PJ!
This is it!
I'm still alive! That polar bear ate your whole can of sardines!
Sorry. I can't control myself when I smell a can of sardines.
Then you're not gonna hurt me?
Hurt you? Why, I wouldn't even hurt a harmless penguin.
Glad to hear it, chum. Here, have a polar bar.
Oh, ain't you sweet? Thanks a bunch.
But you sounded so ferocious.
You scared us half to death.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just whenever I smell sardines within 20 miles, I start dreaming about saltines and sardines and saltines and sardines, and I'll just go wild.
Me too.
I just love sardines. Sardines are the food of perfection, with vitamins, minerals, and more. Not only nutritious, they're also delicious, just bursting with flavor galore.
Sardines and saltines, sardines and saltines. The more that I eat, the better they seem. For breakfast and dinner and snacks in between, just give me sardines and saltines and saltines.
I love sardines. They fit in a backpack or pocket. A favorite of all buccaneers.
Sardines and saltines, the more that I eat, the better they seem. For breakfast and dinner and snacks in between, just give me sardines and saltines.
Oh, sorry. They're great when they're sprinkled on ice cream. With chocolate cake, they're a dream.
So slimy and creasy, they slide down real easy.
Sardines are the queen of cuisine. Sardines and saltines, sardines and saltines. The more that I eat, the better they seem. For breakfast and dinner and snacks in between, just give me sardines and saltines and saltines. For breakfast and dinner and snacks in between.
is elastic.
Their bones are real crunchy. They're great and mildy.
Their insides are gooey.
The can is quite chewy.
Just give me sardines and saltines. Sardines!
Mr. Polar Bear, did anyone ever mistake you for a giant teddy bear?
Fact is, my mama used to call me Cuddles.
Aww, isn't that cuticle?
But my real name is Zero.
Captain, can we keep him? Can we keep him?
I'd like that.
Well, that would be nice, but we really don't have a lot of extra room.
I'll stay out of the way. I'll just have a seat over here on this little boat and be quiet as a mouse. Oops.
There went the lifeboat.
Oh, sorry. I guess I'll just have a seat on the railing.
Captain, you wouldn't be having another can of sardines handy, would you?
Right here, Dr. Frost.
Thank you very much, Captain. What do you say we take a break and have a wee bit of lunch?
Oh, goody. What's on the menu?
Well, of all the luck, look at this. It's another can of whoops. Ooh, I dropped it over the side, I did.
What was it?
Oh, just a wee little can of sardines.
Sardines? I'll get them. Look out below!
There now. That'll be taken care of him for a while, it will.
How deep is the ocean here?
Oh, it would only be a mile or two, it would.
I want my teddy bear.
Don't cry, PJ. How about a cuddly codfish or a silky shark? Would you believe a ticklish teddy penguin?
Dr. Frost, we're looking for a place called Coldhartica Ice Cool. Have you ever heard of it?
I have indeed. But why would you be looking for it?
Because my brother is graduating from Coldhartica High School today at 4 o'clock. I didn't even know where he was. He disappeared about 6 months ago.
Oh, you don't say. And how did you discover his whereabouts?
He sent me a graduation announcement last week.
Well, you can thank your lucky stars. I, Dr. Jack Frost, know precisely where Ice School is located.
Could you take us there?
Oh, I suppose I could. But you'll be needing to know it's a dangerous trip it is.
We're willing to take that risk, Dr. Frost.
Hey, kids. It's Christiane again here to greet you. I love to hear this adventure with Patch. Can't wait to see what'll happen next. The good news is this adventure is also available through the web or by calling 1-800-GO-PATCH. Have Mom or Dad log on at patchthepirate.org. You'll also find free coloring pages, recent broadcasts, and so much more. Click patchthepirate.org or call the crew at 1-800-GO-PATCH. I hope you'll visit us today.
Next week, the crew heads on a dangerous mission, but there'll be awaiting a scary monster, the Bomb and Nibble Nomad. So don't miss it, mateys! Ha 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 ha!